I know. Of course I remember what we decided. But we were 14, and that is a crazy promise for two people to actually keep for 5 fucking years. I mean, are you really never going to date anyone? Going to be a 30-year-old virgin? Yeah, bad news. I already bailed on that. I mean, do you even remember all the other stupid shit we said back then? Your life plan at the time was to play guitar in an emo band. Why are you honoring a promise you made while wearing a trench coat and listening to Panic at the Disco? We said that it was because all the couples in our grade were so annoying and stupid. But come on. The grapes weren't sour. They were perfectly good grapes, and we were jealous. I'm admitting it, and I know you will too. We just said that because nobody would date us. Because we were both so ugly. But you've grown out of it. Yeah, really. What did you think would happen when your face cleared up and you started freaking out? And stopped wearing a trench coat. Girls are interested now. I know you don't notice it, but I do. What about me? Have I grown out of it? I know a few parts of me have grown since then. I bet you've noticed too, though you won't admit it. No? You have no idea what I'm talking about? Oops, I put your hand on my tit. Come on, you can squeeze it. But the choice is yours. When some knockers come knocking, are you going to run? Or are you going to grab fate by the tits and gently play with them? Well, you haven't let go, and you haven't squeezed. Of course. Isn't that just the story of your life? Only you could be this indecisive. Give me a chance to convince you that romance is worth it. How? How do you think I'm going to? Yep. Just fuck me. One time. And if you don't want to do it again, then fine. But if you do, maybe give dating a chance. And maybe consider dating me. What if it works, but you don't want to date me? Ouch. Well, in that case, I will have done a public service. I may not get you, but my gender will thank me someday. But between you and me, I don't think that's likely. Why? Because we already get along so well. We're like the perfect couple in every sense, except that we aren't a couple. And also, you may be the only guy I've ever met who has avoided noticing this, but I'm actually incredibly hot. And I'm really good at fucking. So I thought about it, and I can only think of one way to make you realize that. My roommate is going to be in class for the next 2 hours. This is the perfect time. You can say no. You can walk out of my room and I'll never mention it again. And tomorrow you can tell yourself this was all a dream. Or you can stay. And I can show you how deep you can go. I bet you can go pretty deep. So, are you going to squeeze or run? That's what I thought. Let me take my shirt and bra off, and you can try that same thing again. It's much better that way. Yep, those are my tits. nice and big, but not too big to be firm and perky. Little sensitive dark nipples, which get really hard when I get turned on. Pretty sexy, if I do say so myself. And I am saying so. Now, try that again. Come closer. Yeah, put one hand on each and gently feel them. Gently drag your finger across the nipples and feel them get firm. Nice, huh? Now take your shirt off. There you go. It's been a long time since I saw you with your shirt off. 10th grade PE, probably. I knew you'd been working out, but. Well, so it's fair. I'll take my pants off. Look, I'm wearing lacy panties that you can partially see through. No, I don't wear things like that every day, dummy. This was a well-laid trap planned dozens of minutes in advance. Oh, you're taking your pants off too. A little braver than you were before, huh? Or maybe there's something you want to do now that would be inhibited by pants. Can't imagine what. But first, just try laying down on the bed and holding me. Yeah, like that. Pull me closer. Don't let me float away. I know. It feels really nice. This is called cuddling, and it's just one of the many good things to be gained from a relationship with me. I'm warm. That's because I'm full of blood. You're warm too. And there's another part of you that's filling with blood. I can feel it pressing against my ass. It feels so good to push back against it. And it's full of delicious liquid. No, not blood, you asshole. You know what I meant. I'm not a vampire. Just a cute girl who wants to swallow your cum. Stopped you breathing there for a second. I knew that would finally get a reaction out of you. Honestly, I'm impressed with how hard you're trying to pretend you don't want me. But the time for pretending is gone. Ask me to suck your cock, and I will. You know what to say. What if I just pull it out of your boxers and put my mouth right beside it? Can you feel me breathing on it? My mouth is so close to your cock. My soft, wet tongue inches away. I feel like I can already taste your cum. I love the taste and feel of it in my throat. My mouth is watering, thinking about just sucking in that hard cock and rolling my tongue all around every part of it. You must be wondering what it would feel like if I just gave it a little lick. Or a big one. Right up from the bottom. From the base. Pausing before the tip to play with that sensitive spot underneath the head. You know what to say. Just admit you were wrong and say, suck my cock. That's what I thought. Yeah. You're about to blow already. I guess that makes sense. My mouth is probably the best thing you've ever felt on your cock. But don't do it yet. We're not anywhere near the best part. More sucking. You wanna come in my mouth? Just a minute ago, you wouldn't even say you wanted this. Now you're begging me to suck you a little more. After, you still haven't fucked me yet. No, you don't get to come yet. I know you want to. I have to admit, I like the begging a little. I'm usually more on the submissive side. Oh, and now you're interested in fucking me. You wanna fuck the submissive little slut? You can do whatever you want with me. Let me just pull my panties off and... Please let me ride you. This is about to make you feel even better. Yeah, you like seeing my pussy? You can touch it. Put a finger inside. Oh, fuck. Now let me clean that dirty finger off for you. Wanna suck your fingers while you fuck me? Is my pussy tight? I hear that's a good thing. I don't have a cock, so I don't know what the difference is. But from the fact that I can't comfortably even fit one of my slender, girly fingers in there, I'm guessing it's pretty tight. Your cock is a lot thicker than one of my fingers. Quite a bit longer, too. You can feel how much you're stretching me. I never thought I'd get something like that out of you. I can squeeze you even tighter. To make you come. Well, I wanna come at least once before you do. Can I make myself come? Can I make myself come, sir? Or do you prefer daddy? Master? Captain? I'll call you whatever you want if I can make myself come. You like, sir? Well, then call me kitten, sir. I'm gonna touch myself while you fuck me. And I want you to watch. I want you to look right at my little pink pussy while I rub my clit and cum around your cock. Oh, grab my tits. Play with my nipples while they come. Fuck. Fuck, yes, sir. Fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh. That was amazing. Oh. You know, I can usually make myself come more than once. Can you hold out for a bit longer? Here, let me lean over you and put my tits in your face. I wanna suck them. I wanna make them feel as good as my pussy does right now. Go on. Pull my nipples into your mouth. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, yes. Oh, fuck. Grab my hips. Pull me down onto you and make my tiny pussy take you as deep as it can. I think you're big enough to hurt. Do you want me to hurt a little? I want it to hurt a little. Kitten wants it to hurt. Please make it hurt, sir. Until it won't go any further. Oh, that's... Oh, deep. Fuck. Ow, you're biting. Oh, God, if you keep fucking me that hard, I'm going to come again. Just push it in as deep as it won't go. Oh, you're biting my nipple too hard. That's too much. Please. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, yes. Fuck. Fuck me. Fuck your little submissive slut. Fuck yeah. Oh my God. I'm gonna go. Greedy kitten, but I'll suck your cock so good after. One more orgasm for me, then it's your turn. Please. Yes, I'll be such a good kitten for you. Put your fingers in my mouth again. Yeah, just keep staring at my tits. I bounce in front of you. I'm gonna play with my clit again. When I come, grab my hair and push your fingers down my throat. Look at your face. You like that idea? Make me deep throat your hand. Really hard. I want to be coming and gagging and struggling for air all at once. I want to be completely helpless, trying to breathe but finding your finger in the back of my throat forced painfully right past my gag reflex. Do you like my dirty talk, sir? Do you like me telling you how you make me feel? I'm going to be panicking, fighting for air, but overcome with pleasure. Fuck. With my mind empty of everything except what you're doing to me. Take away all my thoughts and leave me with nothing but the instinct to push your hand away so that I don't black out. And then I realize with terror that my instinct to fight is being overcome by my instinct to fucking grind my tight pussy down onto your cock so I can keep coming. And without conscious thought, my tongue starts licking and trying to pleasure your fingers like they're a cock. Even as they scrape and hurt the sensitive back of my throat. Because with nothing else in mind, all I can remember is that I want you to feel good. Please. Break me. Oh, fuck. It worked. I think you broke Kitten's mind. Kitten doesn't want to come anymore. Kitten just wants to make you blow your load in her sexy little mouth. You can hold my hair this time. Look down at me while I wrap my full red lips around your shaft. And look all around. Enough teasing. You wanna come? I'm going to deep throat you. I want you to come right down my throat. And I'll swallow every last precious drop. I love holding it in my mouth before I swallow. I love how it tastes. I feel so dirty. And I love how good I know you feel because of me. Satisfied. No thoughts are coming to me. I could just go to sleep like this. My lips covered in cum. My head resting right by your sticky, half-hard, exhausted cock. And you stroking my hair. Everything is perfect. My throat is going to be sore, though. And my pussy. So it's question time. Did I win? Admit defeat and you may get to do this many, many more times. I'll be all yours.